This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norm Shuley's with us, medical doctor, PhD, author, farmer, researcher, and way more. And if you want to see something amazing, look up Dr. Shuley's bio, his experience profile, his resume. I have never seen a longer resume anywhere in my entire life than Dr. Shuley's. It is impressive. It's a long read about his innovations, his inventions, his clinical testing, the things that he has written, started. It's amazing. I don't think there's a single person on the planet, and I'm putting an exclamation point about on what Joey said about Dr. Shuley being a national treasure. So if you want, just look it up. Do a search on it. You'll find it. Dr. Shuley, there are several things that Joey mentioned, I think, bear fleshing out. Number one, he mentioned he mentioned psoriasis, and then I believe you came in with that being an autoimmune disease like asthma, etc., arthritis. And I know someone who has psoriasis. Maybe I should say had psoriasis. But what this person does is drink one tablespoon of apple cider vinegar, and water twice a day. And within about a month, it goes away. Disappears. Any comments on that?
Well, that you know, there was a whole book written on that many years ago, not by me, but somebody from Vermont. And there's no question it does help the alkaline acid base of the body, and it can help a lot of things. So I didn't know that taking two tablespoons was that useful, but certainly helpful.
That being the case, since it is an autoimmune disease, and asthma is, and arthritis, should that be something that people should try to see if it helps asthma and arthritis?
Consider it with almost any kind of chronic disease, yes.
Yeah. Is there a protocol that you would recommend, meaning maybe not start out with one tablespoon in a glass of water of apple cider vinegar, and then do that twice a day, maybe with a lower amount of apple cider vinegar in that same amount of water? I mean,
I might go for a day or two with just one tablespoon, but I think it's so safe, I think you could go to two after a couple of days.
Okay. And what about apple cider vinegar with mother versus without mother? Meaning, like Bragg's, B-R-A-G-G-S.
Yeah, according to what I know, is that having the mother there is important. That's why use Bragg's apple cider vinegar.
Okay. I invited them to come on the air with me, and I got no response. That was many years ago, so I gave up. Okay, that was one of the things. Joey, do you have any comments about that before we go on to a couple more things?
He took the apple cider vinegar 2 tablespoons a day, morning and then evening, and it never had an effect on him. And the other thing is that welder he had happened to be it's an old welder, so it was military surplus from when they were building ships. So, again, Lord knows what kind of windings they had. And it was probably an electrical cellular damage from the intensity of it. You know, and again, if you don't know, how would you know it? It's like today. The people that use a microwave, I mean, I haven't had one for 11 years. But the point is, people use them and they laugh at you. Oh, what do you mean you're afraid of that? Well, keep using it. So.
I don't own one, and I don't remember ever owning one myself personally.
When John Stadtmiller was here at our house, we have a microwave oven that's above the stove, and I bought it because it was less expensive to have that as a vent hood when we were building this house than it was to buy a vent hood. It was like one third the price. So I bought that, and we used it as a vent. So you turn it on, and it exhausts air from over the stove and sends it outside. Well, John Stadtmiller, when he was alive, would come to the house, and he would take his cup of coffee in a mug and just put it in the microwave, and it's about eye height. And he would look in there, and it was like looking at a fishbowl. And I go, hey, what are you doing? And I'm just watching. Get away from there. You don't want to be near that. And but he's not the only one who did that. Many people do that. They like watching, you know, the food cook. I don't know how that is, but I think the thing to do is put the microwave oven, if you're going to have one, put it in a remote area of the kitchen, hit the button and run. I mean, literally.
Well,
because
why would you want one? I mean, let's face it, it does damage the protein. All it does is speed up the cooking of things, but it damages the food. I don't want one for any reason whatsoever.
When I read those ovens were banned in Russia in 1976 for human consumption, that was the last day I used one. But I had a different cousin that had tongue and throat cancer at various times, did the same thing. Vince put his food in the microwave, hit start, and I said, why are you standing in front of that thing? You should be 10 feet around the corner. But, you know, he's the proof in the pudding, because what's at your eye level and your throat and your tongue, that's where I surely believe he got his cancer from.
Yeah,
Joey,
I wouldn't want to be 40 feet in front of one of them.
Dr. Shealy has a tri-field meter, and I have the same type of meter, same brand and everything. And I also have a microwave leak detector. And I can tell you with 100% certainty that when you turn your microwave oven on, I don't care who makes it, I don't care when it was made, and I don't care the quality of it, they all leak. 100% of them leak electromagnetic radiation, 100%. And Bert Bertonis did a survey, and he talked about it about a week ago. He did a survey, and he built a wireless communication device that used microwave frequencies to transmit television signals. And it didn't work, and he couldn't figure out why. So he went up on the mountaintop overlooking Silicon Valley, and he found out that, and the story has, there's three, multiple times he went, but he found out that there were three peaks in electromagnetic microwave energy. One was around breakfast time, one was around lunchtime, and one was around dinner time. And that was because of the aggregate of all the electromagnetic frequencies, radiation, from all the sum of all microwave ovens cooking breakfast, lunch, and dinner in Silicon Valley. And then, that was many, many years ago. And then it became that there were so many antennae and transmitters and receivers of microwave frequencies, Wi-Fi, etc., that there was no peak anymore. It was, everything was the peak. All day long was the peak because of the sum of all of these devices. So even if you don't have one in your kitchen and you live in an area, you know, a dense area like Silicon Valley or New York City or Chicago or L.A. or any other city, Phoenix, Dallas, Houston, you're going to be bathing in microwave radiation. Dr. Shealy, any comments about that?
Well, again, I don't like microwave, period. Never have.
Okay.
Never have used it. Don't plan on it.
Okay. You know, when they first came out, Litton had a microwave oven, Litton, major industrial, a massive industrial corporation with lots of divisions. Litton used to build ships. They used to build weapons. A company that builds a Navy ship is a pretty big company. Well, they had lots of divisions, including electronic consumer-type products divisions, a suite of cash registers. They used to be made, if you ever went to Sears, you'd see suite of cash registers. They were made by Litton. Monroe calculators, they were made by Litton. And Litton Bionetics, they were the supplier of the Green Monkeys to make AIDS and Ebola, as I've researched it. So Litton was a pretty big company. They did some good things and they did some bad things. But let's see. The reason I'm mentioning is they came up with a microwave oven. The first one that they came out with for the consumers was called a radar range, because it used radar frequencies to cook food. It excited the molecules of moist food so much that they rubbed together, kind of like rubbing your hands together in cold weather, that the friction of rubbing your hands together warms them up. The friction of the molecules banging into each other and rubbing against each other warms up the food. That's why if you put dry toast in the microwave oven, it doesn't heat up because there's no moisture to conduct the heat. Anyway, they call theirs a radar range, and that's what it was. And I know a guy, literally I used to work with him, and he's in the telecommunications field, and he was in Vietnam. He was a radio operator. He would, when he was going to go into town on leave, he's an American, he would sit on the feed horn of a satellite-type dish. And the feed horn is the focal point, because it would scramble his sperm so that he wasn't making any amerasions, you know, after he came back from town. Seriously. Absolutely. Dr. Sheely, any comments about that?
I don't know, but I wouldn't go near it. Dangerous to me.
Well, I'm not, I don't mean to be too graphic, but I am not advocating, and no one here is advocating, putting your reproductive organs in the microwave oven so you don't have children.
Do you have any kids?
I don't remember that. I don't remember that. I never met them. So the answer is I don't know. I mean, he might have permanently avoided having children. The next item, Joe, I believe you mentioned DMSO. Now, Dr. Sheely, DMSO, it's not recommended by the FDA to use it on your skin. But isn't that something that can be used to very slowly dissolve tattoos?
Well, you know, there was a great deal of study done by someone from the University of Oregon way back in the 70s. But as I said earlier, the Federal Death Administration doesn't like it because it competes with too many drugs. And I don't like it and don't use it, but interestingly, MSM, methylsulfonylmethane, works just as well orally.
Okay, have you heard of DMSO being used? And I may be incorrect in trying to remember this, but I believe it. DMSO was tested for slowly removing tattoos. But class, don't believe anything I say. Okay, do your own research. Have you heard of that, Dr. Sheely?
I don't remember that particular one. No.
Okay. All right, class. So make sure you do your research. Are you saying that DMSO is dangerous, Dr. Sheely, on the skin?
Well, I don't think so. Not generally. I would put it on a rash. But
okay.
On the skin, it's okay.
All right. Coming up, I'd like to mention, Joey, you're certainly welcome to stay with us. Cataracts, castor oil, treating with castor oil. B-complex for vision improvement. And I'll mention Rich Heben when we come back. Joey, sir.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. ATNTeam.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNTeam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNTeam.com. Enlist in GCNTeam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shuley's with us. Joey's with us in Michigan. And so for a couple of years now, we get calls from Rich Even. And Rich Even, as you know, class, has been with us for many, many years. He's got 2 hours a week on Tuesdays and has done for years, unless it's hunting season, unless it's, he's canning and hunting and, you know, preparing for the winter. And I get these messages, so I'm not in the house all the time because I don't have a cell phone, so people just can't reach me wherever I am. But if I'm next to the phone, I answer the phone. If I'm not next to the phone, I don't hear the phone ring because I'm not next to it. So a lot of times I'm out in the farm, and that happened yesterday, as it has for years. And there was a message from Rich Sheban, and it's really simple. So I'm paraphrasing. Hey, this is Rich. I've got so much information for tomorrow. Vin, if you want to take the day off, that'd be fine. You know, I've got so much information. And what he's really saying is, Vinny, I can do it by myself. Can I have the day by myself? I mean, that's that's what Rich Sheban is saying, okay? And so in terms of Rich being afraid to take phone calls, that's not the case. But he does not have the call screen when he's by himself, and he's asked to be on the air many, many, many times. He's filled in for me when I couldn't be on the air, and he's also asked if he could have the class for himself. So, Joe, it's not a question of him being afraid to take calls. He doesn't even want me to be on the class because, you can hear him. He'll say, Vince, now you know we're at the end of the broadcast, and so I'm going to let you have the final say. And so I get 3 minutes. So it's
I will say this, Vince. He's asked Norm some of the best questions I've ever heard anybody ask him in the last couple of times he was on. Mm-hmm. He got right to the point. And he got right there, which, yeah, I appreciated that as well. But he said he just didn't have the kill button, so that's why he wasn't taking calls. That's what he said. So I mean, I'm not going to debate that. And I'm glad he's asked Norm some of the questions because, I mean, they were in great detail.
Well, and here's why I like the idea of Rich Sheban being on with Norm. Rich Sheban has 20 years of pharmacy sales experience. That's what he used to do. So he would be the guy that would meet with the doctors and say, hey, we've got this new drug and we'd like you to buy it and prescribe it for your patients. Here's some samples. I'm kind of paraphrasing. That's what he would do. So in order not to be blindsided, he would have to study and research and know what in the heck he was talking about. So he had to study medicine, he had to study chemistry, biology, etc., and know the product line and know the competition's product lines and know what the alternatives were. He sent me a dossier, and I would say it was a couple inches thick. And this was performance reviews for 20 years from GlaxoSmithKline. I read every single page. And they were glowing, glowing, glowing. I mean, he was at the top of his class in terms of his position at GlaxoSmithKline. He really was. I'm not exaggerating. I read the dossier and sent it back to him. And so he knows what he's talking about. He really does. But he also lives the lifestyle of hunting and fishing and canning and preserving and etc. I mean, he came to the house and he brought some treats. And it was like moose. I mean, who who brings you canned meat that happens to be moose? Who does that, other than Rich Sheban, right? So he is the genuine article. He really is. But he does not have the call screen. So I'm looking right now at a screen that has many lines. It has actually 6 lines. So, and that's something that radio never talks about. How many lines to a radio broadcast? I have 6 here at USA Prepares. And you happen to be on line number 1. And I have some buttons. And one of them says I can click answer. I can click hold. So, for example, if I see the phone is ringing, I can click the answer button. And I can say, hi, I'm Vin Finelli. And that would be taking a cold call, which I don't do. I can hit the hold button, which will put you on hold. You can listen, but we can't hear you. I have another button that says air, and that's the one that's blinking right now, which means that you are on the air. And I have one more button that says drop. So if someone calls in and is way off topic, I can put them on hold, and I can say, Jay, I really appreciate your call, but we're not talking about that. We're concentrating on another topic. Thank you so much. And I can be polite about it, or I could just hit the drop button. But Rich says he doesn't have that, so he has no idea what the calls are, and he would be taking cold calls, and we don't do that. You're welcome to stay, and I've got some other comments.
Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the new Omicron variant of the COVID-19 virus, the governor of New York, as is the country of Australia, is contemplating more lockdowns. At this time, a couple of cases of Omicron have been discovered in Canada. Dr. Francis Collins on CNN says it's still too early to tell, but this variant might not be as powerful as other variants.
How severe would it be? We have no data so far to suggest that it would be. There's even a bit of a report from South Africa that maybe people with this are milder than the usual case, but they're mostly young people who have mild illness anyway, so I would say we just don't know.
The latest storm system to hit the Pacific Northwest triggered fresh evacuation orders and at least one mudslide in British Columbia, Canada, late Sunday. Flood sirens also sounded in Washington State as the Nooksack River overflowed north of Seattle. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary has declared the 2021 Word of the Year. It is vaccine. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Just before the 2020 presidential election, a laptop computer with incriminating evidence against the Biden family was blocked by mainstream media and social media. Journalist Joe Concha from The Hill publication was on Fox News Monday morning, pointing out the hypocrisy that journalists pick and choose news stories based on party affiliation. New evidence shows President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, received a $30 million diamond from a company with ties to China's military.
When Googling the words Hunter Biden diamond right before coming on the air, I'm seeing almost 0.0 coverage of this. And this is likely due to the new golden rule of journalism. Thou shalt not broach, let alone cover, Hunter Biden in any capacity, unless it's to promote his art or to attack so-called right-wing media in making somehow him the victim. Look, Hunter sits on the third rail of journalism. He is untouchable. Despite time after time after time, he should be at the top of the list in terms of scrutiny, because here's why it matters, right? If he's compromised by a foreign adversary, he meant to say, it's a little early in the morning, like China, that does matter. And it compromises the president in Joe Biden by extension. And it raises a fair question. Why won't the current president press Chinese President Xi on the origins of COVID? There are nearly 800,000 Americans dead. More deaths this year than last year, despite having multiple vaccines and therapeutics. It should be at the top of Joe Biden's list in terms of things to discuss with the Chinese.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So just to clarify this a little bit more, Dr. Shealy, when you and I were at the big radio station in Springfield, Missouri, one that would hit 97 counties and a couple states, actually, and, you know, when the weather was right, we would get calls from all over. And what would happen is we'd be sitting in the studio with the engineer, and the engineer would have a phone, a telephone, and he would say, Hello, you're calling Dr. Shealy's broadcast, or you're calling USA Prepares. You say it softly, and maybe your name and what you're, you know, where you're calling from, and maybe the topic. And what he would do is he would sit at a he would probably be 10 feet away. So there'd be six microphones around a big table. Dr. Shealy would be at one when he was broadcasting. I would be at one when I was broadcasting there. And the engineer would be in the same room, and he would speak softly as he was answering the phone. So you wouldn't hear him answer the phone through the microphones that Dr. Shealy or I would be using. And this would happen live while we were, you know, conducting our classes or broadcasts. Well, then he would type on his keyboard, in this case, Joe, Michigan, Scalar. Okay, that kind of thing, or just Joe. And Dr. Shealy could look up, or I would look up, and we'd see on the screen, on a cabinet, in large type, Joe. And Dr. Shealy, or I would say to the engineer, "We've got a call from Joe. Welcome, Joe." And the engineer would put the call on the air. And if, let's say the call went south, let's say it was a call for a different broadcast, or the guy happened to be drunk or calling or out of control. You know, Dr. Shealy, I'd say, "Well, it looks like you're having a great time over there. Engineer, would you mind disconnecting that call, please?" Okay. So Dr. Shealy wouldn't have the button, and I wouldn't have the button. But here at USA Prepares, I happen to have the button because I have the commercial communications equipment that lets me access the call screen. So the call screen is literally in Minnesota at GCN. However, I have remote control of it. I see real time exactly what the engineer sees. So we're using the same screen except in different locations. So when Rich says he doesn't have that ability, he doesn't. Dr. Shealy, have you ever had a need to disconnect a caller that has gone awry, not because of you, but because the caller was out of control?
Well, actually, I don't have such a call button, but I can wave my finger, like, you know, up and down to the engineer running the program, and that means cut him off.
Right. So what Rich is saying is he can't do that because he can't wave his finger because he's in Montana and the engineers. Right.
I think that's enough. Goodbye.
Right. So what I'm trying to describe, class, is the way it is. So I have some features here. I have the same features that Mark Levin or Sean Hannity or any of those guys who would be broadcasting from their remote studio would have. I've got them here. Now, at Republic Broadcasting, they don't have those same features. When I was there, sitting in John Stadtmiller's seat in Texas, the engineer was taking calls behind a big glass window. So I could see on a screen, you know, Joe is called, and if I needed to disconnect that call because Joe or whomever might not have been on topic, I had to say, you know, wave to the engineer who may or may not be paying attention because he's answering the phone and, you know, doing things like that. So it's completely different, Joe. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And that's why Rich says it. And also, he could get us, if he took a call, And the caller started using profanity, and the engineer was doing something else and didn't catch it, we could all be fined. And I can't let him do that. So it's not just Rich. It's Rich plus Vin Finelli saying we're not going to go blind into taking calls without the ability to terminate them.
I have another question for both of you, and this is something I'm glad you kept talking. It made me think about. So another cousin has a garage door opener, remote control, and he put night lights. He has night lights where you plug the box in and the remote control, but he changed them to LED light bulbs. And all of a sudden, his remote control quit working. And he called the company, and they asked him about the LED light bulb. He said, "I did." He said, "Well, it won't work." So what is, because you would know, Vince, on the remote control aspect of the door opener, but what changes the frequency of the LED light bulb, knowing out the command from the remote control? What is the LED light bulb emitting or not emitting that's canceling out a frequency from the remote control box.
Dr. Sheila, you want to answer it or do you want me to?
I have the foggiest idea.
Okay. All right, Joe, let's assume you're at a party, and there's one loud, boisterous guy. Had a little too much to drink, and he's loud, and he's like the center of attention. Everybody's looking at that guy. Okay, that's the light bulb. So what has happened is the incandescent light bulb has a tungsten element. It actually starts glowing, brighter. It happens, you know, within a quarter of a second or a half a second, but it's not instantaneous. So it has a slow glowing mass, that tungsten element. Compare that to an LED light, which is running, it's being powered at 120 volts AC, alternating current, which is being converted down to roughly 3 volts direct current. And there's what's called a driver. And a driver is really circuitry that changes the voltage and the type of current from 120 volts AC to 3 volts direct current. So it's got circuitry, and that circuitry is typically a switched mode power supply. So it's switching on, off, on, off, on, off, and it's transmitting as it's switching. So what's happening is that light bulb is now the loudest guy in the room, and it is preventing the softer signal or the less powerful signal from the garage door opener to reach the garage door. It's being overpowered. That's how I see it. And let's say you've got a lot of LEDs in your kitchen, and you turn them on, and now you've got 10 of them. That's the problem. That's how I see it.
But does the LED frequency, will it have an effect on a human DNA frequency?
Well, you know, that's a question for Dr. Sheely. However, you're talking about electromagnetic radiation that is, well, probably harmful. And we've all been convinced by Hillary Clinton that the incandescent light bulb, the good old Edison light bulb, that's obsolete. We need to get rid of them. She killed the incandescent light bulb, except for the rough service light bulbs. So what they did was that the typical 100, the 75, the 60, the 40, and the 15-watt light bulbs, staples in lighting, we've used those for 100 years. Well, Hillary decided that they were using too much energy. She wanted to kill them. She probably took some bribes from the manufacturers who created this new technology, the compact fluorescent, and we all went with that because we couldn't get incandescent light bulbs. And then we didn't like the compact fluorescents because they took too long to warm up, and they didn't last anywhere near as long as they were supposed to. So we got rid of them. We went to LEDs, and they have a switch mode power supply, I believe, which is causing all kinds of problems. I really believe that's it.
Actually, human DNA resonates at 58 to 72 billion cycles a second at a billionth of a watt. So it's very subtle, but it can be interfered with by all kinds of electrical energy.
So, Dr. Sheely, based on what you said, does that jive with what I said, that the LED frequency can be damaging? Because,
yeah.
And so here, the frequency of LED light bulbs, white light, is 474 terahertz, all the way up to 638 terahertz. So it's really, really high frequency, very high frequency. Maybe that's the problem, Joe.
I don't know how that answers the question, because I don't understand anything about it.
Okay, all right. Let me explain it a different way. When I was growing up, we had a neighbor. He was a ham radio operator, and in the back of, so everybody had 1 acre, so roughly 200 feet by 200 foot lots. This guy had a ham radio, and what he would do is, you know, we would be watching ABC television, for example, black and white in the 60s, and he would key up his microphone and talk to somebody halfway around the world. And it would twist it would twist the video of the television. It would get all distorted. The sound would get distorted. The video would get distorted. It was like watching something you couldn't watch. And if you talk for a while, you just say, oh, the heck with it, and just turn off the TV. That was 150 feet away. So he was blasting an overpowering signal that was so powerful, it overpowered television. That's pretty impressive, right, to do that.
The question I would ask, does the LED light bulb that was so generously forced upon us, will it create a medical condition in the future we haven't even seen because that bulb, if it really...
We're going to notice somebody does the research, Joe. I don't know any way of, proving it. It could take a year or two of intensive research by very talented electrical people.
You know, Joe, Bert's going to be on Friday. Why don't we ask? You want to call in on Friday?
If I do, if I don't, ask him. But ask him if he thinks if the LED, the G5 phone, and the new vax, the special modified RNA program, how those would all have. Because all the street lights are LED. Most all the house lights are. Most everything, the car lights are becoming LED, and they tend to burn your eyes when you're driving down the road. So, the question I have is, the LED can't be good for us, or they wouldn't be forcing it on us. That would be my thought, because that's just how I think.
Well, let's look at it this way. There is a massive problem with birds that are unable to navigate. And this is a relatively new phenomenon. Their eyes are bulging out, and they're crashing into all kinds of things and breaking their necks and dying. And it's happening around cities, especially in the Northeast. Now, what has happened in the cities? Well, like New York City, those great big side-of-building LED displays, these billboards, these electronic billboards. What's happening along the highways in the cities? Electronic billboards. Bright, bright LEDs. So bright, they're blinding in the daytime. Okay? Put all that together, and how do you not come up with the conclusion that these LED lights are damaging the bird's eyes, and the birds get blind, and they can't see where they're going, they're crashing into things and dying? In droves, in the tens or hundreds of thousands. So to me, I think we're messing with really dangerous things. Joe, we've got Kathy on the line. Thank you for calling in.
I appreciate you guys answering all the questions.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, and I kind of explained a little bit about the controls. Kathy, thank you so much for being patient and waiting. And by the way, Kathy, I got your email, and the schedule is perfect. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Ben. Vince, I do agree with you about the birds. You know, during the summer, we had a thing here where we have a store that's all they sell is things for birds. And they said, oh, stop feeding them and everything. And I had no problems out where I am because I'm kind of out. I don't have all that frequency, and I don't have high-speed anything out here. But I didn't have any problems. But I don't know that they'll ever tell us the truth of what it is. But so it's either the frequency, it's the LEDs or something, Ben. And it's a shame. But I did have a question for Dr. Shealy. You know, when the seasons change, especially now, does that affect, do you just feel more tired, or is it just the lack of sunlight? I feel like once we get to this point in the season, it takes me like 2 weeks to kind of get adjusted. Is that true? Is there anything you can do for that?
And that's a very interesting observation. I don't notice that myself, but then I don't, unfortunately, get much light any time of the year except on weekends. I'm indoors, all except Saturday and Sunday. I presume you must spend more time outside.
I do. I spend a lot of time. Even in the winter, I'm out and I walk and I do things. I just want to be out in the fresh air for a while.
Kathy, that's a really,
you know,
really good point.
The sun actually does put out our human DNA frequency at 52 to 78 billion cycles a second at a billionth of a watt. So you get a little bit of that just from being outside, which you can't get inside. It doesn't penetrate the walls. So
okay.
I suspect that you're right, that you are getting more of that natural human DNA telomere frequency.
Kathy, okay. Mrs. Finelli and our boys and I have all found the same thing that you're talking about. Absolutely. It's happening. So in Ohio and Missouri, and I'm pretty sure it happens everywhere. So we have noticed the same exact thing. And with less light, we have less energy. With more light, you know, we've got more energy to do the things that we need to do. And when it gets darker, you know, I don't know. I was working feverishly every day that's been bright. I've been outside, and I can't believe that it's getting dark at 3 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock. I'm thinking, it feels like 8 o'clock.
And, yeah, it does.
and when, really, 8 p.m. And we've all commented on it to each other and among ourselves here at the farmhouse and at the dinner meetings, lunch meetings, etc. We've all noticed exactly what you're talking about. It's hard to have get up and go when it's not bright and sunny. Absolutely.
Well, I guess you just try to get outside as much as you can and you adjust to it. But I literally, when it's warm and sunny, I just feel so much better on the outside. It makes such a difference for me. I can't stand being cooped up in the house all day.
Kathy, I had a comment about this I was going to mention to Dr. Shealy, but did you want to talk about kidneys?
Well, I just had a question. It's just an observation of mine. Why are there so many dialysis centers now? You never used to hear of any of that before. I'm just amazed at how many people have kidney issues, and I wanted Dr. Shealy's thoughts on that.
Well, there's several possible things, but 80% of the food available in this country is junk, and that must mean that somehow that's being eaten by the average person. So when you consider artificial this and substitutes this, and you know anything that's not real food is potentially dangerous to your kidneys, and I suspect it's due to that, and people just not having good health habits more than anything.
Okay, so Dr. Shealy, here's the question that relates to that. So Kathy was talking about sunlight, and we've all made the same observations. But as it gets darker, as we get closer to winter, we'll see fewer and fewer locally grown green vegetables, red, you know, tomatoes, etc., fruits. They're out of season, and they become more expensive, so people tend to shy away from them more and more and more, and it's getting darker, and it's getting colder, and who the heck wants to go outside in the freezing weather? You put all that together, and we get sicker, isn't that right?
Absolutely, no question about it. Now, I take lots of antioxidants and anthocyanins all year, so I don't think it affects me as much.
You're talking about astaxanthin?
Well, yeah, astaxanthin, of course, I take all year, but there's several adaptogens, is perhaps the better word,
okay.
as well as all good for your immune system.
Okay. Kathy, I'm looking forward to our class on domestic engineering this Thursday and every other Thursday. I appreciate you doing that. I appreciate you calling in and sharing your wealth of knowledge and experience. Dr. Shealy, thank you so much for being with us. We're going on 11 years, Dr. Shealy. Can you imagine that?
Another pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Shealy and Kathy. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.